You know that that jolt when the market goes wild? Your heart pounds.
Oh, yeah. Classic reaction.
Well, that's often just emotion driving things in, you know, traditional trading. Today, though, we're doing a deep dive into something different. Data-driven trading.
Mm-hmm. Moving beyond the gut feel.
Exactly. Forget intuition. We're talking about the power of cold, hard numbers. So our mission here is to really get how data can, well, transform trading decisions, basically kicking emotion and guesswork out.
And the sources we looked at really drive that home, don't they? This shift away from subjectivity.
They really do. It's fascinating, actually, how long trading relied on just interpreting things, right? People reacting to headlines or...
Fear of missing out, FOMO is a big one.
Right.
Or just holding on to losers way too long, hoping they'll bounce back.
Yeah, that hope strategy. The material described traders chasing hot stocks or, you know, panicking at the first little dip. Pure emotion.
And that's exactly what data-driven trading aims to fix. It introduces objectivity. We're talking real-time analytics, algorithms, maybe regression analysis spotting hidden links.
Uh-huh.
And looking really closely at historical patterns. It grounds every single move in actual evidence, numbers.
Okay, so break that down a bit. How does it actually, like, work in practice? It sounds complex, but efficient.
Well, think of it as constant analysis. You have these high-frequency signals, statistical models. They're chewing through thousands of data points every second.
Thousands? Like what?
Things like tiny price fluctuations, sudden spikes in trading volume, even macroeconomic indicators sometimes. These models are built to spot patterns humans might miss.
And they generate signals.
Clear buy or sell signals, yeah. So instead of you sitting there agonizing, is now the time?
Right.
The signal comes from the model, takes the impulse out of it.
Right. It's like having this super fast analyst watching everything. Constantly. And the sources mentioned risk management too. How does data change that?
Right.
Because traditional risk often feels kind of arbitrary.
That's a great point. Traditionally, you might just set a stop loss based on what a percentage you feel comfortable with, I guess.
Pretty much, yeah.
Data-driven risk is way more precise. It uses probabilities to calculate optimal entry and, crucially, exit points. And it adjusts automatically.
Guess so.
Dynamically. As market conditions change, as volatility picks up or dies down, it adapts your exposure in real time. Risk becomes less of a guess, more of a programmed response.
Programmed response. I like that. It captures the difference. So taking out those emotional peaks and valleys, that leads to more consistency. The source has talked about a smoother equity curve. What's that mean practically?
Yeah, smoother equity curve basically means your account value doesn't look like a wild roller coaster. When decisions aren't driven by fear spikes or, you know, getting greedy.
Performance gets more stable.
Exactly. More predictable over time. Fewer sharp drops caused by bad impulsive calls. And that consistency is huge for analyzing what works, refining the strategy. It builds confidence. Think steady climb versus frantic ups and downs.
Okay, but it's not like the humans are totally out of the loop, right? The sources were clear. People still play a key role.
Absolutely not. It's not about replacing traders. It's about augmenting them, giving them better tools. The human still directs the overall strategy, you know, sets the rules for the algorithms, interprets the bigger picture.
The context.
The context, precisely. Data does the heavy lifting, the super fast analysis, spotting those tiny market inefficiencies, flagging risks instantly. The trader is the strategist, just better informed, objectively informed.
Got it. So the big idea is trading smarter, not just grinding harder. Leaving emotion at the door to hopefully get more stable results and more confidence.
That sums it up perfectly. And it brings up a question, really, for anyone listening.
Mm-hmm.
How could using more data maybe transform your trading?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine stripping away that doubt, those heat-of-the-moment decisions. Could data help you find more consistency, especially when markets get choppy?
It's definitely something to think about. And, you know, maybe this whole idea goes beyond just trading.
Well, just thinking, what if you applied that principle, removing emotion-driven choices to other parts of life? Could that lead to more, I don't know, predictable, analyzable outcomes elsewhere too? Just a final thought to chew on.